64 challenges are ready. Is there a Cinderella story waiting for us? The best are set to battle it out, but there can only be one victor. Who has what it takes to win the Golden E-Ticket, the most prestigious award in all of Walt Disney World podcasting? It's Mouse Madness, baby!
Hello, you're listening to Reedy Geeks, a Walt Disney World podcast. My name is Andrew, and I'm joined today by aspiring art school dropout, JJ.
Aspiring art school dropout? What is that?
Because the art Imagineering exhibit.
Oh, yeah. I really am. Yes.
You go there all the time to show them your work, but they never hire you.
I'm no Uncle Joey, I guess.
Well, and the new Uncle Joey expert, Sean.
How did I do that?
That was impressive.
Big Dave Coulier fan.
These titles were provided by Tom from Long Island. If you have a good title for my co-host here, after listening to this episode, please send in your ideas to reedygeeks@gmail.com. In today's episode, the geeks go mad with Mouse Madness, Bar Edition. Today, we're starting our journey of Mouse Madness. All the month of March, we are going to be taking 64 Walt Disney World bars and pitting them against each other to find out which is the best bar in Walt Disney World.
I've been desperate to see this, and I couldn't help my wife fill out her bracket because we promised each other that we would not look at the bracket until this moment.
The gentlemen in this room promised each other.
Yes. And then due to a misunderstanding of a text message, I looked at the bracket.
Yeah.
And don't apologize for it.
But JJ and I have kept the bracket largely unseen. And we know that there might be some controversy here with this bracket.
Yeah, we've heard some things.
We've heard from our listeners. So there might be some controversy, but we're ready to finally look to see what this bracket is.
Are we ready?
We're ready.
In 3, 2, 1, reveal your 2025 Mouse Madness Bar Madness.
Oh. Okay, that's a good one.
Why?
Okay.
Wait.
Okay.
There are some real problems.
Yeah. I mean, look at the parks region. Look at some of those matchups.
All right. Our 6-11 is tough.
Whoa, these 16 seats are wild. Parks. Across the board. Wow. That's reversed. Some of these are reversed,
well,
right? Are these wrong?
I don't think the resort 16 Sean would agree with. Yeah, he would agree with that resort 16.
I don't know. Maybe.
I don't think it's a 16.
Personal preference.
Okay.
We're going to have some fun.
Well, we're going to get into how these were scored.
Yes, how this was done? Because I have questions.
Well, JJ, why don't you first explain what we're looking at here?
Okay, so there are 64 bars separated into four regions, much like a very popular tournament that happens in the month of March, whose name we won't say for some reason. We're not allowed to. But they bounce an orange ball and they put it in a hoop.
Got it.
Okay. Yes.
Steph Curry is really good at it.
So there are four regions, and I tried to keep them as simple as possible. It was bars at the parks. So this is at any of the four parks. Then we have resorts, which means that it's a bar at a resort. Next one, Disney Springs. Self-explanatory. The last one's a little bit tricky. It's called restaurant. And that means it is a restaurant that doesn't have a separate name for their bar. The bar is just part of their restaurant, where they do have a dedicated area that operates like a bar where you can just walk up and get a drink. But they are something that's traditionally a restaurant as well.
Yeah.
Some places separate the name of their bar part from their restaurant part. An example of which at the parks would be Tiffin's bar is called Nomad Lounge, and it's a separate thing.
Right.
But California Grill at the Contemporary is both a restaurant and a bar but they don't change the name of the bar part.
Right. Yeah.
So this was a way to get everything all together in a way that make a lot of sense.
Yeah. Well, I think one of the biggest aspects of the challenging of doing the restaurants portion, something like Citricose, right? So Citricose has a bar, and it's clearly in the restaurant, but Disney calls it the Citricose Lounge, and it does have its own seating that's freestyle seating. It's not like you don't need to be a hostess there. So we counted that as a resort bar instead of a restaurant bar, because it has a different name, has a different menu, and it has seating that's not at the bar. It's in low top seating, yeah. Low four tops.
Yeah, I think with the Springs and restaurants, like there's some bars in the restaurant category that are in Disney Springs, but because they fit more in the restaurant,
yeah,
like Raglan Road,
right,
is a Disney Springs bar, but it's predominantly a restaurant that just has a really good bar.
Exactly. But Raglan Road attached to it has the Hole in the Wall bar,
right,
which is a separate bar because it has its own name.
Right. Yeah.
So that can go into the Disney Springs bracket because it is a bar, dedicated bar at Disney Springs.
We also had not many bars at Disney Springs. There's not many separate bars at Disney Springs.
Right.
So we had
some
to take
are,
liberty.
There is a little bit of crossover.
You got to do a little stretching when it comes down to Disney Springs.
You're right. The restaurant bracket is really an extension of the whole thing. So it could be at the park, it could be anywhere.
Yeah.
Where the other ones are specific to the location.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So then I'll talk about our seating. I know this is seems crazy that we didn't even say what so like number 16.
We demand answers.
Yeah.
Yeah. I need these some of these 16 seeds make
like the
no
parks
sense.
The park 16 seed is Oga's Cantina.
Which
Oga's
is, it is not
Cantina.
The 16th best bar in a park.
Probably, maybe not. And I bet you it might go further. Well, it might not.
The most egregious thing that I'm seeing here. The most egregious thing that I see here in the parks bracket is the four seed of Warung Outpost.
Yeah.
Which is a which is a place that I legitimately did not know it had a name. It is a margarita cart in between Asia and Africa by Mr. Kamal's Fries.
Well,
like, it is just a stand. It is not the fourth best bar in a park. How did this come out? How did the seating happen?
So we wanted to make the seating based on something, not just based on what we thought the seating should be. So what we did was we took six data points, or we tried to get up to six data points. We used Google, TripAdvisor, Yelp, Touring Plans, All Ears, and then good old ChatGPT, right? And we asked ChatGPT to rank them. And so we tried to get as at least three or more data points there, because Touring Plans doesn't have Touring Plans doesn't have a rating for every single cart that's in, the parks or Disney Springs.
So Warung Outpost
like
counted
that.
As a 10 for that then, right?
No. Then that was just a nothing. Then it only had three data points. But,
okay.
But we tried to at least get at least three data points for all of these. And then we just ranked them in order. And I could tell you that as the person that looked up Oga's Cantina has some terrible reviews.
Yeah,
we can get into that when it's time to talk about it.
Right. So, but the point of the matter is, this was based off of data, crowdsourcing data, rather than just what we thought. Now,
now
that could be biased in its own way, because some people, there are trolls out there that go on and try to bring down a place, right?
And not even trolls, but think about how you would feel compelled to leave a review.
You either hate it or you love it.
Right.
Right.
So, how often are you giving a 2 or 3 star review?
Right. No one is going to go on something to review it and be like, this is pretty good.
Right.
This was okay. Right, yeah.
So I will say that I think the Google reviews, the TripAdvisor, and the Yelp, we had were pretty much that all across the board. We always had a Google, Trip, and Yelp. It was very rare that we didn't. And those were pretty, pretty good. Generally all within 4. The fours, because they're all out of 5. A couple threes here and there, but those are pretty good. The Touring Plans and All Ears, those are Disney fans that are filling those out,
right?
Those are people who are subscribed to Touring Plans that get the survey, and then they fill out that survey.
And it's a percentage. base. So right. It's nice to know that like 86% of people like this place.
Yeah.
Touring Plans is a lot more in depth as far as that goes of like.
Yeah. And another problem we came across was restaurant bars because they don't have their own name.
Right.
It's really a seating.
It's a review of the restaurant. It's a review of the restaurant. The
right. Yeah. Right. Right. Which is a problem, but I mean, we just have to live with that. Yeah. It's just.
Yeah. I don't think there's any way to avoid that in particular.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's going to make for some very interesting and potentially heartbreaking conversation.
This first round is going to be a lot harder than I thought it was going to be. I thought this was just going to be like, I thought this was going to be a very boring episode where we're just like, three agreeing continuously and just like going straight through it. But now there's actually a few things where there's some thought that needs to be really put in place here.
Right. Well, and I think that brings us to scoring.
Yeah, so we're going to do this. The three of us are going to go through each region. In this episode, we're going through the round of 64. Each host here gets one vote.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
And then the listeners who have submitted their brackets, thanks to the listeners who have submitted their brackets.
Amazing. You guys were great. We got more than I thought we were going to get, and this is really great.
I was aiming for two.
And we beat that by a lot.
And so all of the listener brackets have been collected and totaled, and all the bars, depending on how they were voted on, how far they made it in the bracket, were each given a specific score.
Yep.
And that means that each bar in the bracket has a specific score allotted to it, and if the bars are up against each other, the bar gets a score from the listeners, and that determines which bar gets the vote from the listener.
Right. And a shout out to my wife, Emily, because we weren't allowed to look at any of the brackets because we were keeping away from the brackets. So she's the one that tallied all this up. So thank you, Emily. Spent her Friday night doing that.
What a thrilling night.
Bar. At the inn.
I hope you got her something nice.
He didn't. Maybe a trip to Disney this weekend.
Maybe.
Okay, now, boys, if you just stop carrying on, like, we just might dedicate this next song to y'all.
Okay, here we go. We're going to start with the Springs region. We're starting on the right side of the bracket.
Top right. We're starting with top right. Okay, so we have the one seed. This is just so stupid. The one seed of Dockside Margaritas, which is great. It's relaxing. It is in the center of, it's right across from World of Disney, right in the center of Disney Springs market area. It's right on the water. Really cool spot. Against the outdoor margarita bar at Paradiso 37. Two margarita bars against each other. Interesting.
Yeah.
So Paradiso 37 is in the restaurant area of the center part of Disney Springs. It is in between like Jock Lindsay's and like Enzo's. It's like kind of in that area.
Yeah.
And also on the water. But this is on the water where like the car boats are. Interesting matchup. We got margaritas versus margaritas.
I've never had a margarita. Or a drink.
Ever?
Outdoor.
Oh.
Never touch the stuff.
No.
I've never been to Paradiso 37, but I have gone to Dockside Margarita.
So you've never even had a drink at Paradiso. How are you going to vote for that if you've never even... You have had a drink at Dockside Margaritas.
All right, let me stop. Let me go to Disney. Okay. Have a drink.
Do some field research.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm thinking Paradiso has seats. That's big.
Dockside Margaritas has seats. It's got a whole seating area.
It's a bar. It's a bar with a great view.
You walk up to what looks like just a beverage cart, but then behind it, there's this nice shaded seating area, and it's all spread out. It's like
it's right on the water.
Nice little like couches and stuff. It's really nice.
I don't even know where Paradiso 37 is.
Paradiso 37 is like one of the easier places to like get a reservation.
Is that the Gloria Estefan restaurant?
Gloria Estefan.
I think it is associated with her. If it's not, it's now lore. So
it's canon.
Not going to refute it. It's canon now. I think it's Dockside Margaritas is not even close. I don't even know what we're talking. Why are we having this conversation? We have 32 other matchups to get to. Like, it's Dockside Margaritas, even though it is egregious that it's the one seed. because it's not a one seed, but this matchup is obvious.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's Dockside Margaritas.
Okay. All right. So we're going Dockside Margaritas. Do we want to know what the listeners said? So the listeners put Dockside Margarita with 26 points and Dockside Margarita won. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Listeners also agree. So the clean sweep. Four across.
And a blowout, too, with the listeners. So four across.
So maybe it is the one seed.
There you go. That was a good 116.
There's a couple bad 116s, but we'll get there. All right. What do we got next?
Before we start the second matchup, I want to explain we have a random event generator that we will be using during this entire round. And Andrew, can you give us some details of what that will be like?
Yeah, so if the scoring didn't bring in enough chaos into this, if the seeding didn't bring enough chaos into this, we're also going to throw in a little bit more chaos with random events.
And this is called Mouse Madness.
Yeah, it is. I know, it's mad.
It's got to be madness.
Yeah. This is going to be a randomly, there will be an event that pops up in one of these matchups that will gear us to a certain situation in which we have to consider when answering which is the best bar. So
give us an example.
Okay. So an example would be you are with your in-laws. Which bar do you want to go to?
With your in-laws.
With your in-laws, right?
So and we have to vote based off of that instead of just our generic criteria of what do we like more in a
which could completely change how you're thinking about the bar.
It could absolutely change it. I would say you don't have to base it solely on that. It's just that has to be a consideration for you.
Okay.
If it's that I don't give a shit if my in-laws are in the rain or something like that, you know what I mean?
No.
Like you know, if that
I'm
means nothing to you.
Some of them are listening right
this
now.
This is an example. Okay?
This is the guy that doesn't want to curse on the pod.
Well, that was bleeped out. That was bleeped out.
Don't bleep that out.
So these events will randomly pop up, and it's going to throw in a little bit more chaos into our discussions and our evaluations.
A little more madness.
A little bit more madness. We have a random event.
Oh, we have a random event for this one, which is why we introduced it.
So. Yes, that's good.
So we have the patio bar at Splitsville, which is the bar at the bowling alley, versus Coca-Cola rooftop beverage bar, which is the rooftop area of the Coca-Cola store.
Oh my God, this random event. You are with a non-drinker.
So I'm with a non-drinker, and I'm at the Coca-Cola rooftop bar, which sells no alcohol since 2022.
Right.
Interesting. And there's a nice view up there.
Yeah.
Do they let you bring booze in?
Probably not.
Definitely
not. No, definitely not. Definitely not. But we can't not talk about Splitsville's patio bar. That is a great bar, and it has TVs in the background, right? Someone who's not a non-drinker can still get food there, can still get soft drinks there.
Right. It has a full menu of food, which Coca-Cola bar does not. It's only got like limited snacks, and I think it's got like ice cream to do like, you know, like root beer floats or whatever.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, the novelty is fun, but even a non-drinker is going to have more fun at the Splitsville bowling alley bar.
I think so.
The bowling alley bar is cooler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just
cooler. There's
it's
also
cooler
live music sometimes. There's live music sometimes too at the Splitsville.
So it's just like, so similar to the Stargazer at, what is that, Planet Hollywood?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. Live music, that's better than, I mean, the roof is a good view.
Is it? I think I've been up there one time and I don't remember seeing anything.
I was up there one time in 2020 before they stopped serving alcohol. And I was like, this is kind of a hidden gem.
There's no need to ever go up there.
Yeah, there's no need to. Okay. No need.
It's the patio bar.
All right. So I'm voting patio bar.
I'm also voting patio bar.
I think it's another clean sweep.
It's a clean sweep. Patio bar.
You said clean sweep.
I have a bad feeling about this.
Okay, for our third matchup, we have the 5 seed, the Polite Pig Outdoor Bar versus the Stargazers Bar. Polite Pig is kind of in with all the stores and stuff. It's a quick service restaurant. And then Stargazers Bar is outside of Planet Hollywood, just on that edge between like the end of the west side and the beginning of like the center part of Disney Springs. And we've got another random event. Okay, Andrew, what is the random event?
The random event is your favorite team is in the playoffs and the game's on.
Oh!
So we're looking for some place that has TVs.
Stargazers has TVs and live music and has really good happy hour. It's one of the only places in Disney Springs with a happy hour.
I've never been to either.
But Polite Pig has good food.
Polite Pig has great food.
And the bar is a bourbon bar.
Yes.
It's got like dozens of different whiskeys that you can try. It's actually one of the best quick serve places.
I don't think, is Polite Pig a quick service?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's not a sit down.
Okay.
You like order at a thing and it's not a,
okay.
It's considered quick service.
Well, it is small too. The Polite Pig outside bar area is a small area.
Are there TVs?
Are there TVs?
I don't believe there
are. Because I think that's crucial to this matchup.
Crucial to the event here.
Yeah.
So
I do not think there are TVs.
So but if that's
I know for a fact there are TVs at Stargazers.
Yeah.
Okay.
If that's the criteria, my vote would be Stargazers.
So we have one vote Stargazers.
If Stargazers is the only place with a TV, it has to be Stargazers because of the prompt.
So 2 points Stargazers. I'm also going Stargazers, but I have to tell you, the listeners went Polite Pig.
Well, in a vacuum, I would have also chosen.
Yeah, I think had the event not.
The event made
the listeners were not
the event created.
Aware of the event.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So we got Stargazers. Wow, that's our first upset.
I'm not that upset about it. I think Stargazers is a little bit underappreciated. It has a lot going for it. It's just in a spot that people overlook.
I'm going to go there next time.
So we're ready for the next matchup?
Let's go.
Okay, we've got the 4-seed Dockside Bar at Boathouse. How is that only a 4-seed, by the way? Anyway, versus MacGuffin's at AMC. How is that not a 16-seed? The movie theater bar.
Yeah.
Which is the same name and the same bar at every AMC that has a bar.
Is it really?
Yes.
That's so funny.
Versus
a
place with really good food, really great special drinks. No, come on.
Yeah.
We don't even need to have this conversation. Well, roll the dice. If it doesn't say...
No event.
No event. Okay, so no event. There's no discussion.
Yeah, this is...
I got to also say, though, 4 is pretty high up. I mean, and...
4 is high up, and it's too low for,
it's
this,
too low
for this bar.
Okay, yeah. And 13, though, is low.
Is also too high for that.
This right. We're talking one or two seedings.
I mean, if this was the 1 versus the 16, I'm like, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's the Boathouse in a landslide.
Okay, so my vote is Dockside Bar. This is also a great place to watch boats.
Clean, sweet Dockside Bar.
Those
you get
videos?
To watch the amphibious car boats.
Yeah, and it's an interesting spot to get an off-center view of the drone show.
Ooh, that's
where I saw it from, and it's not the best.
I hope that drone show comes back.
It's not the best place to see it because it's not facing you.
Yeah,
but you still get to see a lot of what it does.
I like that you have to walk down a pier to get to it. It's like
you really feel like you're on a dock. Yeah,
you're surrounded by water.
It's a great bar.
Yeah,
it's a contender for the best bar in Disney Springs for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, let's keep moving. Another one that I think is a contender for the best bar is a 6-seed. Jock Lindsay Hangar Bar versus the Hole in the Wall at Raglan Road. Actually, this is a tougher matchup than it should be.
Right.
But
yeah.
Jock Lindsay's is right next to the Boathouse in the place where all the restaurants are in Disney Springs. And Hole in the Wall is adjacent to Raglan Road, which is in that same general area, just a little closer towards the shops and less towards the water. So there's no event this time. We're just going to discuss Jock Lindsay versus the Hole in the Wall. Hole in the Wall has some drink specials, pretty good. Connected to Raglan Road rules. Jock Lindsay's is way better. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever been to the Hole in the Wall at Raglan Road.
It's
because
fairly new.
You just always go in.
I just go into Raglan Road. Yeah, I mean, a Jock Lindsay's is really cool theme, and a really cool like a really good sort of like wink wink if you know
yes
reference
yeah
to and Indiana Jones
and it's not over the top
yeah
theming, but
no,
it looks really
I
great
think
in
it's
there
one of the, it's and one of the best bars that has that's really themed really well
and it, everything in there is like one of those references like if you know
mm-hmm. It's also right on the water. You can watch the car boats. It might be my favorite place in Disney Springs.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, for me, this is a pretty easy vote for Jock Lindsay.
It's an expensive time to have a few drinks there because they have a lot of special drinks.
Yeah.
But it's not batched. They make them right in front of you. Bartenders are great, really nice. Really like Jock Lindsay's.
That's important that it's not batched. And we'll talk about that
later. Yes.
But they also decorate for Christmas, which I think
they do.
Awesome.
Oh yeah, it's the only bar that decorates for Christmas.
Yeah.
But we can talk about that later.
All right. So
we're gonna talk about a lot later.
I vote Jock Lindsay.
I vote Jock Lindsay.
Clean sweep.
All right, clean sweep.
And what about the fans?
It was very close with the listeners, and Jock Lindsay's did not win. The hole in the wall won.
Well,
so it's 3-1.
We busted some brackets.
Yeah. 3-1 there.
Jock Lindsay.
Boo on the listeners.
No, yay the listeners.
Get out more.
Yay the listeners. Listeners are the only reason why we should do this.
Well, and us. We're hanging out today. How cool is that?
Lame.
What's better than this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Beautiful day sitting inside.
Okay, next matchup, we've got City Works Eatery and Poorhouse, which is the craft beer bar on the west side, right by where...
That's right when you come in.
Yes, it's right by the Cirque du Soleil.
That is where we watched the Yankee game.
We did watch a Yankee game there.
Oh, yes. Okay.
And then against Terralina Crafted Italian, which is the Italian restaurant in the area where all the sit-down restaurants are.
Gotcha.
We have an event.
We have an event. All right.
So our event is you're out with your bros.
This is CityWorks. We've done this.
It's CityWorks, they got
my vote no matter what.
Yeah.
But yeah, we were out with the bros on JJ's bachelor party.
And we were here. Yeah.
We watched a former Yankee Juan Soto hit a game-winning home run to send the Yankees into the World Series.
I called it. I saw him like shuffle his feet and like locked in, and I'm like, he's doing it.
And shame on Florida for not letting us bet on that. you can only do it on one app.
Yeah.
Allow DraftKings.
But no, that's a great bar, a ton of great beers. I it's actually, when we were there, I was so done drinking. I think I nursed some kind of stout. I nursed for like an hour.
Yeah. It was a nitro milk stout, but maybe a left hand.
I was so done drinking for that day. It was kind of a bummer. I'd like to go back there when I'm more in the mood to drink. But
yeah, I mean, we're also so full from dinner too. It was ridiculous. Yes. Oh. We had a great meal at a place that's probably going to be discussed at some point today. But yeah, congratulations, City Works Eatery and Poorhouse. Next up,
well, let's see how the listeners did. So the listeners also agreed with us. City Works.
By Terralina Crafted Italian. Okay, next matchup, The Basket at Wine Bar George, which is the outside, more of a to-go sort of part of Wine Bar George, versus The Front Porch at House of Blues, which is also, that's interesting that these are matched up together, which is also the outdoor part of House of Blues. It's not the inside restaurant and bar part, it's the outside with the, there's music and stuff, it's out there. Interesting.
We have an event.
Okay, cool. What's the event?
It is the 3 o'clock monsoon outside.
And both places are outside.
Well, I mean, this is an event that's really not going to sway the vote too much because it's...
And both places...
Both places, you can just go inside.
Right, both places you can just go.
But I think that... The front porch at House of Blues, like, you can sneak inside. I don't think you can sneak inside at The Basket.
I think the Wine Basket is more of like a, almost like a to-go bar.
Yeah.
I have a question for the seating and the people that created. Why not just, I mean, Wine Bar George is a wine bar.
Yes.
Why is
just The Basket on here? Not just
is Wine Bar George not on here, but this place is?
Right. Yeah. So if you remember.
Can we consider this just Wine Bar George, period?
That's how I was thinking it, yeah.
So we had both Wine Bar George on the restaurants group.
I didn't even know what the basket was.
But as we said earlier, there's less Disney Springs bars, specific bars. So that's why we had to include The Basket.
Yeah, but then why not just make it Wine Bar George?
Because then you're also including the restaurant. We can do that. I guess that's fine.
I'm counting this all as Wine Bar George.
It's more bar that serves food and less of a restaurant that is a bar. Like Wine Bar George is a bar.
This is the to go outside. Well, Rob,
I'm saying your reasoning for keeping it out of the Springs bracket. I think it's way more of a bar than it is a restaurant.
I think it's both. And I also think that calling it wine bar is also a disservice to it, because it's a lot more than just wine.
Yeah, it's got great cocktails and a lot of
and
beer.
It's got interesting wines.
It's got bourbons and whiskeys.
It has some local beers.
Yeah,
it's got a lot going for it.
I was looking at this as just it's wine bar George.
It's wine bar George. Yeah.
Okay, so then can you really do just the front porch at House of Blues, or do you also have to include House of Blues?
Well, no, because House of Blues. I think the front porch
is a very different place, because it's got. It's all that whole outdoor courtyard thing that's in front of House of Blues. It's very different. The best at Wine Bar George is just like a to-go stand.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's a to-go stand that's outside of it.
Yeah. Either way, I'm probably voting Wine Bar George, because
Wine Bar George,
House of Blues is fine. It's basically a chain restaurant.
It's pretty good. It's better than most stuff, yeah.
But I'm not getting anything.
Wine Bar George is
there.
Really good.
Wine Bar George is great. I love going there.
Yeah, Wine Bar George.
So the listeners also agree with you, Wine Bar George. And okay. I agree as
good
well.
Good on you, listeners. So. All right. JJ, you want to take us to the last matchup?
Last matchup of Springs. We've got...
Oh, is this? Oh, wow.
Yeah. We got the two seed. The two seed Swirls on the Water, which is the... The place where you get Dole Whips right outside of the Rainforest Cafe, all the way on the farthest east you can go in Disney Springs, against Lava Lounge at Rainforest Cafe, which is right across the way from it. They are...
Some of these are very interesting matchups, because a lot of the matchups are they're like very related to each other.
Are we just going to get into it? Because
that's what we're doing here.
I did not think this would win a round, but it Swirls on the Water. Because I would much rather have a spiked Dole Whip and watch the volcano than go inside the volcano and have a cocktail that's like way too sweet.
So isn't the Lava Lounge that has an outdoor section too?
There is an outdoor
patio.
But you get to watch the volcano.
But you can't see the volcano when you're
you can,
at
you
the
can't
Lava
see
Lounge.
A volcano
you can
when you're
feel
in it.
Feel your eyebrows singeing. If I never patronized the Rainforest Cafe again, it would be too soon.
Yeah. It is insane that Swirls on the Water is the second.
It's
a two seed.
It's the two. Come on. Well, I guess, I mean, Dole Whips. It's Dole because Whips. Of Dole Whips, not because it's a bar.
Everyone's giving the great reviews because they love the Dole Whips.
They love the Dole Whips.
Swirls on the Water, yeah.
Yeah, Swirls on the Water for me. And
I mean, it's not me, long listeners. For this world as best bar. It's a great spot, and I go almost every time I go to Disney Springs. I get my Dole Whip fixed there.
My God. The listeners were dead tied. They could not decide if they liked Swirls on the Water or Lava Lounge.
Good thing their vote didn't.
It's a good thing that we all agree that it's
Swirls on the Water.
Good
thing they weren't
the
deciding factor.
It was 4-4, which means that neither of these are going to survive the next round for the listeners.
Definitely not our dino.
So we are ready for our next region, which is the restaurant region. Let's get right into it. We have the first seed, Chef Art Smith's Homecoming, ooh, versus the 16th seed, the new Summer House on the Lake.
Wow.
Where is Summer House on the Lake?
Summer House on the Lake is right next to
Haleo.
It's Disney Springs.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, it's Disney Springs.
Actually, they're both in Disney Springs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I'm when I saw this, I was surprised at the one seed, mostly because if this were a restaurant-based bracket, it would be probably close to the top. I think it's one of the best restaurants in Disney Springs, but in terms of just a bar aspect.
Well, I like this bar because this bar is kind of an outdoor-indoor bar.
Multiple bars. There's inside bar and an outside bar.
The first time I ever went there, I sat at the outdoor bar.
And the outdoor bar, though, if I'm not mistaken, is like a Four Seasons bar, right? Like it can be indoors?
Yep.
Yes.
So
is that what that's called?
A Four Seasons? Yeah. I think so. Or is it Three Seasons?
I mean, I know what you mean.
Three
season, probably. Well, for Florida, four.
Yeah, 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 four.
For New York, you would say a three season.
Yeah. One season. Hot as hell.
So, yeah, so Art Smith has a lot of good bars. And again, I just want to emphasize the seating.
Summer House on the Lake is new and cool.
It is new and cool, but the seating is really, for the restaurant area, is based on the restaurant, because that's what people are reviewing. people aren't reviewing the no-name bar, or like the bar that
the
it doesn't have
bar
a different
that's
name.
Part of
this
the
is
restaurant.
The one seed because people love this restaurant.
Right, yeah. Right.
I mean, which is fair.
For good reason.
I have no complaints about this place. It's one of the best places I think I've eaten in Disney.
And you can get the whole menu at the bar, so you got to include the food.
The food counts. Yeah. The food counts. Somewhere Else on the Lake has a happy hour. It's on the lake. It's on the water. And Chef Art Smith has a view of people waiting in line for Gideon's Bakehouse. So if we're counting that as something that's going to sway our vote, I think Summer House is mislabeled as 16. I think it's a much stronger contender.
Much stronger.
I have not yet been able to go to Summer House, but I have been to Art Smith's. So that may have to sway my eventual vote, but
the chicken at Art Smith.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm, but
and
see,
they have those moonshine water bottle things.
It's just
they've got
because
a lot of fun
I'm
stuff
using,
at Art Smith.
This is specifically. We can factor in how good the food is at some place, but to keep this specifically in mind of an alcohol and bar themed
right.
Excursion here. I'm trying to compartmentalize out the food aspect.
It's a good idea.
The food here is just so good. I think
it counts because here when you go out, if we went out and we were like, oh, let's meet up at this bar, the food at the bar would be a consideration. You wouldn't go to a if we're going somewhere and we want to get an order of if we're gonna be like, oh, let's split an order of wings, we'll do this. Like, you don't want to go to the place where the food's bad.
Right, but I mean the food isn't and we're going way off. It's involved. Yeah.
All right, let's vote. JJ, what's your vote?
I'm torn on this one.
This is a tough one.
This is a really tough one. I'm gonna vote for Art Smith's Homecoming. And it's with a heavy heart that I have to do that, but I do have to vote for Art Smith's Homecoming.
I've never been to Summer House on the Lake, but I'm sure it's a good place.
They have a happy hour where it's like unlimited fries and like some kind of martini that's cheap.
It's like, yeah, it's like a stupid cheap martini, or even it's not unlimited martini. Right?
No, it's like $7 martinis and $10 unlimited fries.
Yeah.
During happy hour.
And they're the garlic parmesan fries.
Yeah, truffle parm.
My vote's going to be Art Smith's.
Wow. Okay. So my vote is Summer House on the Lake. And that's because I just went there. I just went there. They do have good food, right? But they have, when you sit at their bar, you have a perfect view of the lake and of Saratoga Springs. It's a beautiful view. And it's a beautiful bar.
It is beautiful. It's like, I told Sam that it's one of the things that I want to try. I want to try new, like I'm trying to try new stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this is pretty high up on stuff that I haven't done.
Right.
That I think will be completely worth our time going to.
There is a second bar too that's fully inside, but the bar that I like has at Summer House
is indoor outdoor.
Yeah. And the outdoor is kind of similar to Homecoming, where if it's raining, you're still covered. Right. So it's not fully outdoor. I'm choosing that, and I also don't the Art Smith's. The chicken is great, but I'm not a big Southern food person.
I think Southern food when it's 95, which is so funny. When I'm in the South, I find the food to be too heavy.
Yeah,
but when I'm up north, I find myself craving stuff like that. Like if Art Smith's Homecoming was on Long Island, I would go. Way more often.
Yeah.
It would be like way more of a consideration. It's just such a heavy meal.
It's also because you're in Florida. It's so hot.
Right. It's so hot. You don't want to be bogged down by a really heavy, rich meal.
Yeah.
Which is what Art Smith's is.
Yeah. All right. So this comes down to the listeners, right? And the listeners say Summer House on the Lake.
So that's a tie.
We have a tie.
And so this is totally fair. So now for a tie, we're going to call an honorary geek, right?
Yes.
That is what we've decided.
Right.
Okay, we're going to spin the wheel to decide which honorary geek we will call.
Mr. Shelby.
Cronin, how you doing?
Good. How the hell are you?
I'm good. So, Cronin, let me first give you a heads up here. We are recording and you are on the podcast.
Oh, my goodness.
we are doing our March Madness bracket challenge, and we have a tied matchup and that we need you to be the tiebreaker for.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, so the choices are for best bar in the restaurant region of the bracket is Art Smith Homecoming, which you went to when we were down there for JJ's bachelor party. Do you remember that?
No, tell me more.
Okay, we had dinner there. We had
fried chicken.
We had delicious fried chicken.
Oh, that was the place with the questionable artwork.
Yes, they do have questionable artwork. It's either that or Summer House on the Lake. It's a restaurant on the lake that's more like elegant.
That you've never been to.
Well, I think I'm going to have to go with the hometown favorite of the place I've actually been, Chef Arts.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Michael.
And it was pretty good.
It was good, right?
We should put one of those questionable pictures in the show notes.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Give people an idea of what they're working with there.
All right. Thank you, Michael.
Thanks, bud.
Thanks, dude.
Bye. Okay, so that was Michael from Connecticut.
Mike from Connecticut placing a big vote for Chef Art Smith's Homecoming.
Okay, so Chef Art Smith's Homecoming is going to win that, and we move on to Aleo versus Steakhouse 71, our 8-9 seed.
Oh, and it's deserving of an 8-9 seed.
Haleo
is also on the west side of Disney Springs. Steakhouse 71 is at the bottom of the Contemporary.
Is that where we went?
That is where we went.
Yeah, that's a nice place.
Yeah. Haleo is also an excellent place. It's a tapas bar. Tapas bar?
I heard something else.
Oh, well. let's not be bawdy on this episode.
Boys, watch your manners.
Yeah, if you can't say something nice.
Boys.
Steakhouse 71.
We do not have an event, by the way.
No event. Okay. So Steakhouse 71, really great, really easy to get to, really nice spot during a Magic Kingdom day to kind of escape. I really like Steakhouse 71.
I liked it. I have so little experience with some of these bars. I don't even know what this the other one is.
Steakhouse 71's bar is like you're in a cave. It feels like you have to walk
through a lot of stuff that doesn't feel very Disney.
Yeah,
it feels very like 80s mall as you're approaching it. But then once you're in, it's like, wait, this place is really nice.
But there's no windows. There's no natural light.
It is a little bit of a cave, and Haleo.
Not everything has a view.
Yeah,
well,
not everything has a view, but there's no event that says you want to show someone a good view.
Right.
We're just in a vacuum picking the place. I think the food's really great at Steakhouse 71, a really good drink menu. They have some TVs. They've got little couches in the corner and stuff where you don't really quite feel like you're just sitting at a regular table.
I like Haleo has a beautiful backdrop.
Excellent food from a really world-renowned chef.
Right. Yeah, I mean, the paella.
Hey, you got it the second time.
The paella.
Okay, so are we ready to vote? Because I think I am.
I'm ready to vote.
My vote's Steakhouse 71.
So is mine.
Mine is Haleo. So let's see. The winner is Steakhouse 71. The listeners chose Steakhouse 71.
Let's go.
Congratulations.
Claps in the chat.
Yeah. Okay.
So our next matchup is the 5-12 seeds. We got the Three Bridges Bar and Grill.
At Coronado Springs. That's the one that's on the water on the island in the middle of it.
Right? Yeah. And we have as the number 12 seed Enzo's Hideaway Tunnel Bar.
Which is at Disney Springs, kind of at the edge of where all the restaurants
are. It's like the speakeasy. It's the one that you have to really look to find.
Yep. And it looks like it's in a little circle tower.
Isn't that the point of speakeasy?
All right, exactly. Yeah.
Yes.
So we do have an event. You guys ready for this?
Okay, we're ready for the event.
All right. So the event is the temperature of the sun outside.
Enzo's is inside.
So you're looking for a place to
escape the heat.
Escape the heat.
Yes.
Three Bridges is on the water and kind of indoor-outdoor, right?
There's really no indoor. There's no walls. You're always completely covered, but there's no walls ever.
Yeah, so it's not an escape the rain, it's escape the heat, which means air conditioning. I'm voting for Enzo's.
I think...
Also, Three Bridges, If you're not staying at Coronado Springs, is there really a reason to go there?
Going there, yeah.
It is very nice, though. If it's if it was Coronado cold, Springs, it's got a nice fireplace.
If Coronado Springs was on the Skyliner, I feel like so much stuff there would be, like, much higher demand.
Yes.
Is Coronado where we went for Sebastian's?
No.
That's Caribbean Beach.
Gotcha. My vote is Enzo's.
Enzo's Hideaway, if I want a good wine, I'd go there, right?
You're trying to beat the heat, though.
Right, you have to think of it.
I know, you're beating the heat.
It's 100 degrees outside.
You're literally in a tunnel. It's a tunnel. So, yeah, all right, so I'm going to go Enzo's Hideaway as well.
65 degrees in there.
The listener said three bars.
Yeah, three bridges.
Three bridges bar.
Because they're not using the same scale that we are.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So we got number four, Narcoozie's versus number 13. Well, of course I get this.
I cannot wait to hear him try to say this.
Wailulu Bar and Grill.
Nice.
Close enough.
I think that's pretty good.
I think it's Wailulu.
Wailulu. All right, so that's number 13. Narcoozie's 4. Narcoozie's is at Grand Floridian. It's out on the water. You can get a nice view of the fireworks.
This guy loves a view.
The Seven Seas Lagoon.
I do like a good view.
I also love a view.
Yes.
But in particular, I think I like an aerial view.
Yes.
Here's the thing. I don't think you can see the water. I think the bar's inside. We got to remember this is the bar, not the restaurant, right? The bar from Wailulu Bar and Grill, you can see out to the water. You can see the fireworks from the bar.
Where is this?
This is the new Island Poly Tower.
Okay. Is it open yet?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, we got a bar that's not even open yet?
It just opened in December.
Okay.
This is a brand new bar. The newest thing on this list.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just going right into it. I vote Wailulu.
I have no dog in this fight, but I like the Polynesian more than I like the Grand Floridian, so my vote's for Wailulu.
I think Narcoozie's is a better restaurant than it is a bar. I think it's a great place to have a meal,
right?
But I don't necessarily think.
Are you going there for a drink?
Right.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I would go to Wailulu for a couple drinks and then maybe get an appetizer or something while I'm there.
There's exactly. Another bar in the Grand
Floridian.
You're rubbing off on me. There's another bar in the Grand Floridian that you'd go to that we'll talk about.
Right. There are several bars that I'd rather go to at the Grand Floridian than the one at Narcoozie's.
So your vote?
Wailulu.
Wailulu. So the listeners voted for Narcoozie's. So it was 3-1. 3-1.
Fair. It's a great restaurant. So if you're considering having a meal in it.
And probably a closer matchup than a 13 and a 4.
Oh, for sure. I think because it's new, there's just less data points.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, so the next matchup is the 6-seed California Grill versus the 11-seed Eat.
Okay.
So Eat is in Disney Springs. That's one of the newer restaurants in Disney Springs.
Yes, it's an Indian food quick service place that has it has a happy hour and California Grill we've spoken about. At length.
I think every episode we somehow find a way to bring up California Grill.
It's a great bar. It's a great bar.
It's a great restaurant.
Disparaging it in any way. It's just funny how it always seems to come up.
Yeah. I don't think we really need to discuss it.
Yeah, it's California Grill.
I'm voting California Grill. Yeah. Okay, California Grill.
The listeners, I'm going to assume the listeners did the right thing.
The listeners did do the right thing.
Good listeners.
It was unanimous, actually.
I think this might be the... I know it's a 6-seed, but this should be like a 1.
A 2 or 1.
Like, it should be within the top 4. Like, 6 is under, for sure.
So, our next matchup, number 3, is Topolino's Terrace versus number 14, Morimoto Asia. So, Morimoto is in Springs.
These are, like, two really great restaurants that I don't really consider bars first and foremost. Right. But I think it's Topolino's Terrace because... At least that bar, like, there's a nice view, and you can watch the Epcot fireworks from there. I think Topolino's Terrace is more a bar than Morimoto Asia.
I think there's more of a chance that you go to Topolino's for a cocktail or a
Absolutely.
Drink more than you're going to Morimoto.
You'd go to Morimoto only for a meal. I don't think you would ever go to Morimoto just for a beer.
So Morimoto's bar, it's a nice bar. It's a big bar. It's long. It's a really long bar.
Is there a view?
Well, I was going to say, it's there is
inside,
no view.
No
but
view.
Topolino's has a view.
I mean,
Topolino's
it's
has a great
it's
view.
A terrace.
And a high
it's
up
a
view.
Off
view.
A it's a high up view.
High up
it's
view,
one of the
which
nicer
is,
views.
Which is my kind of view.
It's and one of the nicer views you're going to find.
You can grab your drink and then head outside and watch Epcot fireworks.
Or you can watch the Skyliner go by to your heart's delight.
God, the sixth best ride in Walt Disney World.
And you can just count and you can say, I'm going to stay here until I see six yellow Skyliner carts. Go by.
I think it's unanimous here. At least for the listeners. At least for the hosts here.
The hosts,
the hosts
yes.
are Let's unanimous.
The listeners did the right thing.
So the listeners did do the right thing.
Listeners, good on you.
Oh, the listeners.
Topolino's Terrace for the listeners.
Claps in the chat for the listeners.
All right, our next matchup is number 7, Raglan Road Irish Pub versus number 10, Flying Fish.
Okay. I think this one's also obvious. It's for sure Raglan Road.
This, I'm taking this one personally.
Yeah, this is for sure Raglan Road. Flying Fish is
seating. The seating. You're
no,
taking
just,
the seating.
It, just
the
no,
seating think, should also I, be personal. Think, 7 is really low for this.
I think this is at least a top 3 seed, but we better be we better
this
be,
might
we better be doing the right thing here.
Raglan Road is to me in this bracket a contender to be the number 1.
Yeah,
and Flying Fish. I would never go there for a drink.
For just,
it's right
again,
next to Abracadabar. Why would you go here for a drink?
Yeah.
Because Abracadabar is overrated and it's way too crowded. That's why.
You might end up there.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Fair.
Flying Fish. It's a beautiful bar. You're looking at the kitchen. You got the chandelier above you. That's nice.
The
it's
restaurant.
It's a nice view, guys.
The restaurant that was there before Flying Fish was my favorite restaurant in Disney.
Yeah.
The Cat Cora Cuisina. But I've never been to Flying Fish. But it's also, it's Raglan Road. Why
it's
are we talking
Road.
About
we
it? It's Raglan Road.
Right. We shouldn't be discussing it. It's Raglan Road.
So I vote Raglan Road too, and so did the listeners. Raglan
Claps
Road
for
wins.
The listeners.
Let's go.
Okay, our last matchup in this region, we have number 2, Geyser Point Bar and Grill. May I suggest Geyser Point?
I was going to say, I'm like, I'm going to be a real rascal and just vote for whatever's against it.
And number 15, the Rick's Sports Bar and Grill.
That's at Coronado, right?
That's at Coronado as well. And this is just a plain old sports bar. It's nothing special. It's got tons of TVs, but that's it.
There's no reason to go there unless you're staying at Coronado.
Right.
If I didn't know, I don't know. But if I didn't know that there's like a 90% chance the listeners probably voted for Geyser Point, I would conspire against them and
know,
just have you
just
and I
yes,
vote for
vote, right, but we can.
But the listeners are going to vote Geyser Point.
It's
it would have been a
Point.
Tie. We would have had to call someone.
Yeah, call someone from Andrew Sloan that's going to be also been like, yeah, Geyser Point is the best.
It's Geyser Point.
Well, I
gotta
say also, and Geyser Point does have TVs too, so you get rid of the benefit of Rick's when Geyser Point you can watch a game at. So.
Geyser Point.
Yeah. All right. So that is the end of our restaurant.
My siestas are getting shorter and shorter.
All right, fellas. 2 regions down.
2 to go.
2 to go into what I think is going to be the most heavily debated section of the bracket.
I agree. This is going to be heavily debated.
This is our parks bracket.
Yeah.
And we're going to start off with, I think, one of the
most egregious.
Yeah, JJ was using the word egregious, and I think I tend to agree. Is it? It's egregious that our 16 seed
is that, yes.
Is what it is. Mm-hmm. And we have the Nomad Lounge as the number 1 seed in this
which
bracket.
Which could be number 1.
Fair.
Which is not an egregious.
That's not egregious at all.
Ranking. But the number 16 seed in Galaxy's Edge in Hollywood Studios, Oga's Cantina.
Yeah.
That is egregiously low.
Yeah.
Granted, the food is garbage there. It's probably skewing the
There really
ratings.
Is no food there.
I was going to say, like, I didn't think there was.
No, there's like a really bad like
charcuterie.
Oh, is there?
But like the cheese is literally string cheese. It's like terrible.
It's for me in my Star Wars fandom, it's tough to see Oga's go up even as a 16 seed. I mean, it's up against a world beater here in Nomad Lounge.
Oga's Cantina, one of my favorite Disney bar memories of all time, will always be at Oga's Cantina, Andrew's bachelor party, where we got the booth and it was 12 guys and we're all having a great time, and we had like We had like 3 drinks in 45 minutes before they kicked us out.
In 45 minutes, we rang up almost $1,000 bar tab. That is true. That is true.
It is so insanely expensive.
Yeah. And I think
I had an amazing time. And all that being said, Nomad Lounge is almost perfect. It's Nomad Lounge to me.
I think what we just said, I think, is one of the one of the shortcomings for Oga's Cantina. Number one, it's still reservation-based, which annoys me.
Yeah.
If it wasn't reservation-based and you could just walk up and get a Star Wars-themed drink and spend 10 minutes in there whenever you wanted, I think I would... It's an experience that I don't know I would go out of my way to do, because I don't want to carve time out of my day to reserve for going to Oga's Cantina.
Yep.
And to piggyback off of saying that we spend almost $1,000 in there, Disney World, for everything everyone complains about, how Disney World is so expensive, drinking at Disney World is not that expensive.
Comparatively.
It's expensive in Oga's Cantina.
Yes.
In no world do I want to spend $14 on a Gold Squadron lager.
Yeah.
You know, that's just, they have absurd prices.
Or the Jet Juice was really just a shot.
It's really just a shooter, and it's $14. Yeah.
No, I think it was more than that. I think it was like $17.
So I think Oga's is great for the theme. It's great for the Star Wars fan. If you've never been, go.
I also think if you're going with a group, I think it's really fun.
Yeah, that's also true.
Because there's a nice vibe. There's a cool, like, they play up, like, the chanting and the stuff. Like, there's a lot of stuff that hits some marks that makes it a really special time. But the drinks aren't that great.
Yeah, for the price.
They're pre-made drinks.
And they're pre-batched. Yeah. So sometimes you get one that's really good, and sometimes you get one that it's like the bottom or the top. Like sometimes it's watery you're at the end of the batch, right? Like pre-batched means that it's, you know.
I gotta agree with you so much about the reservation. That it knocks it down so much for me, because you're fighting to get in there.
Yeah.
The fact that there's so many people that are lined up outside that are like crowding the hostess stand, and that can sometimes happen in Nomad Lounge too. Like, you know,
there's sometimes a wait for Nomad Lounge. Absolutely. Yeah.
But they also have a Nomad Lounge to go. You know, you could say, I'm just getting a drink to go. You can go up to the go counter.
I just want to get a Tempting Tigress and I want to leave. And Tempting Tigress, one of the best drinks on property.
My bachelor party when we went there was the best time I've ever had there. I agree with you.
Oh, by far. It was maybe the perfect Oga's Cantina experience, and it's still not better than Nomad Lounge.
And I don't think I've really enjoyed, like, fully enjoyed any other time where I left saying that was awesome. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
yes.
And also, I don't because think I if you ever go have there, to go back.
If you go there,
no,
with...
I don't. I actually don't want to go back. I want that perfect memory of that experience to be untarnished.
Yeah,
yeah. I think we agree. It's Nomad Lounge. Sorry to Oga's Cantina.
Apologies to Oga's Cantina and the poor seating.
I think a lot of people agree with us because the reviews are terrible online. Like on Google, on Yelp, on TripAdvisor, even on Touring Plans. And
well, you got to think there's a lot of families that get reservations thinking that they're going to have fun Star Wars food, only to be told that you have to stand up at this weird little circle table and there's no food to be found. And you can order, your kids can order this weird mocktail, or you can order this, and you can order this pre-batched thing that makes your mouth go numb.
Right.
Although that is the best drink there, the Fuzzy Tauntaun.
But like a 2.5 out of 5 on TripAdvisor, 3.9 on Google, 3.6 on Yelp.
That's
I'm agreeing with you guys too. I'm going Nomad Lounge. The listeners also agreed with us. They went Nomad Lounge.
Good.
It was unanimous.
Okay, good.
All right. Sorry to Oga's. Moving on. We have the number 8 seed, Germany Pavilion Beer Window, against the 9 seed, Thirsty River Bar in Animal Kingdom.
I love Germany and Epcot, but this is obviously the Thirsty River Bar.
You can sit down.
The beer window is just a window.
Yeah.
There's no actual bar atmosphere. It's just a beer stand, and it's very limited beers. I like German beers, so it appeals to me, but it doesn't appeal to many people.
Yeah. The my favorite time of going to Thirsty River Bar was the first time I went to Disney World with my brother-in-law, Michael, honorary geek Michael, and we sat at the Thirsty River Bar, just talked to the bartender and drank, what's the drink?
A beer?
it's a Golden Monkey, right?
Oh, the Golden Monkey.
But they were serving us, Golden Monkeys are supposed to be served in 10-ounce glasses.
Because it's 9%.
They were serving us in 16-ounce glasses and charging us the same price. So we just stayed there like all afternoon and got hammered. It was awesome.
Yeah, I think this one's a pretty easy vote, Thirsty River Bar for me. Yeah.
Also, great view. It's right on the water. You get to look at Expedition Everest. Really cool spot.
Yes, Thirsty River Bar for me as well. And the listeners disagreed. They went the Germany Pavilion Beer Window.
Well, German beers are great.
It is. Yeah.
So, fair.
A lot of Epcot lovers. I respect it.
I think there's a lot of Epcot lovers, and I know at least a couple people who sent in that would really like an Oktoberfest.
Right.
Yeah.
You know.
All right. The number 5 seed, the Tune In Lounge, against the number 12 seed, Dawa Bar. I think this is also a strange
seeding. Oh, this is
seeding.
A really good matchup.
I think the Dawa Bar is a great bar that I don't think deserves the 12 seed, but Dawa Bar is in a really good spot back in the Africa area of Animal Kingdom,
yes.
Right near the safari entrance.
It's right outside of Tusker House.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's shaded, but it's outdoor.
The Dawa Bar featured in the Black-ish episode.
Correct.
Of the Disney.
Yes.
So if you want to go somewhere that Tracy Ellis Ross couldn't drink a beer because she was pregnant, go to the Dawa Bar. Tune In Lounge. I think I have. I've been to the Dawa Bar. I haven't had a drink at the Tune In Lounge in 15 years, but because like I said, it's one of my overlooked spots.
Yeah.
Tune In Lounge is awesome.
It is.
And Tune In Lounge has a little statue. There's like a little 50s living room nook in that bar. And there's a little statue of a black, like, poodly looking dog. And I have a black poodly looking dog. And so for Linus, I'm going to have to vote for the Tune In Lounge because he's there. Linus is the name of my dog.
So I go to the Tune In Lounge all the time. Every time we go to Hollywood Studios, we make us a point to stop there. I have a shirt from the Tune In Lounge. It's not actually a Disney shirt, like from Disney. It's one I bought on Etsy, right? But it's, you know, we really love it. Unfortunately, it's seen better days. They did bring back the chairs, which is great. Like after COVID, you weren't able to sit at the bar. But they did bring back the chairs, but everything keeps on getting broken because it's themed to mid-century, and like those mid-century tables like have very thin legs. The chairs all have very thin legs, so everything is gets broke, and then they're not replacing it as fast. Right?
Can't support the weight of the theme park fan.
Right?
Yikes!
But the bartenders there are so much fun.
Yes, a great menu.
Yes, great menu. But the bartenders, like every time I go there, they play with you. Like this was a picture he took of me.
That's where you were in that picture at Tune In Lounge?
At the Tune In Lounge, and he made it look like I was holding a lightsaber. It was really cool. There's another one of he made it look like Emily was killing me with a lightsaber. That was awesome too.
That wasn't that wasn't staged. Yeah.
That was I died that day. So I'm gonna go with Tune In Lounge.
I'm also gonna go Tune In Lounge because I mean if I'm gonna go to a bar in Animal Kingdom, it's gonna be Nomad Lounge.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So
if you're gonna go to a bar in Hollywood Studios, it's gonna be Baseline.
Maybe not.
All right. Sorry, I cut you off there.
My vote will be for the Tune In Lounge as well.
So Tune In Lounge, congratulations. What did the fans say?
The listeners agreed, the Tune In Lounge.
Nice.
All right.
They also like Linus, so.
Every now and then we learn something on the podcast. And today I learned that the Warung Outpost exists.
Has a name.
And it's a 4 seed.
Yeah, which is insane. So the Warung Outpost is a 4 seed?
Yes.
Against what?
The Hollywood Brown Derby Lounge, a 13 seed.
Which is a great bar.
It should be the opposite.
Yes.
Yeah.
It should 100% be the opposite.
And there's,
this is one of the most egregious matchups.
And there's news coming across my desk here that we have a special event.
We do have a special event.
Andrew, tell us about this event.
The special event is you want a drink that makes you feel like you're on vacation.
You are on vacation if you're in Disney World.
I know, but you want a fun
vacation-y drink.
Yes. I don't think that changes it for me.
It doesn't change it for me at all.
I mean, I'm
Warung Outpost has frozen margaritas and Bud Light, and I'm not going to order a frozen margarita, even if I want to feel like I'm on vacation.
Yeah,
not doing that.
A Hollywood Brown Derby Lounge, though, I'm going to want to get a good like whiskey cocktail. I'm going to want to get something.
Yeah, you're going to want to get some sort of old fashioned.
Yeah,
or
I'm
going to
want to feel a little fancier than I am.
No, I get bourbon on the rocks every time I'm there.
And I mean, if we're going by the prompt, that's not necessarily the drink I would get, but I mean, I'm sure that at the Hollywood.
They've got a grapefruit cake martini.
Yeah.
Right.
That's a signature drink there. Even considering the prompt,
Hollywood Brown Derby Lounge is my
yeah.
winner.
I'm just so uninterested in giving any credence to the Warung Outpost.
Yeah,
yeah. It's not a real place.
My vote. It's not. A real, is it on a map? Is it on a Disney map?
Yes, supposedly.
So the listeners agreed with you guys, and I agree with you. So unanimously, the Hollywood Brown Derby continues on.
We have an out.
This is horrific.
This is a tough matchup.
Yeah.
This one touches the hearts of the podcast hosts. These are two bars that have come up many times.
Yeah.
And we're going to lose one of them. The 6-seed Spice Row Table Bar in Morocco and Epcot up against what I possibly think is the best bar in Disney World.
This could have been an Elite 8 matchup.
Yes.
Yeah.
It really could have been. This is why is this 6 and 11?
This is the 11-seed Rose and Crown Pub in the UK Pavilion in Epcot.
And how is that an 11 seed?
This is I don't think it's the toughest matchup in this region.
It's not tough because Rose and Crown is so good.
Yeah.
But I
for how often we talk about the Moroccan Mule.
I just feel bad that the place with, like, if we did this and it was for drinks, the Moroccan Mule would be in the final four. And the only place where you can get it is going to get kicked out in the first round.
Yeah. Yeah, for how often we sing the praises. Well, when I say we, I mean JJ and I. Andrew has his feelings about the Moroccan Mule, but that's for another time.
Yeah, this is very easy for me.
It's also easy for me. It's a no-brainer for me,
yeah,
but it's tough to lose a great bar.
Well, so
we're talking about something that might win the whole thing versus a place that I think is good. Because they want you, if you're not sitting down,
they want you
to get your drink and go.
Yes. We have been politely and sometimes not so politely asked to leave this place.
Because we're trying
on more than one occasion.
We're trying to have two Moroccan mules while we're there.
I'll say I've been asked to leave both those places.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, listen, the Spice Road table has a great view. Great view.
Well, Rose and Crown's outdoor patio also has a great view.
That's true. Yeah, you gotta go into like the restaurant section during lunch.
If you have a drink during lunch, you can go out on the water there.
Absolutely.
We don't need to talk about it any further.
This is such a long episode. Apologies to Spice Road Table. We'll give you your flowers on a different episode at a different time. It's Rose and Crown.
You know what's interesting? And I'm just gonna say this out there is, I mean, to us, it's such an easy. It's such an easy matchup. So maybe it does deserve to be in round one. Because imagine getting the Elite 8 and being like, well, this is it. It's Rose and Crown moving on.
Yeah, but Rose and Crown was the 11 seed. The seeding says that it should be the other way.
Oh, the other way. That's what you're saying. Right.
I think in terms of park bars, Rose and Crown should probably be the 1 seed.
Yeah, 1 or 2.
I mean, you could make an argument that for as low as the 4, but anything below that, I would say no chance.
This is the tough one.
This is another two bars.
This is another two bars that we talk about a lot.
That we there are really, really big positives for both of these.
The 3-seed, La Cava del Tequila, in the Mexico Pavilion in Epcot. And the 14-seed, another rather egregious seating.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
The Tutto Gusto wine cellar.
It must be because the food is just Olive Garden food.
When you did this, because Tutto Gusto restaurant and Tutto Gusto wine cellar are separate businesses.
Tutto Gusto wine cellar had all 6 data points.
Okay.
We were able to get 6 data points on the wine cellar itself.
And so maybe just not greatly reviewed.
Yeah. We got
one of the best drinks in the world.
3.9.
Yeah. Wow. It's just sad that it's this low, but again, much like the one before it, La Cava del Tequila is an icon of Epcot, an icon of theme park bars. It's one of the only bars that gets a line and also deserves a line.
Yeah.
And
because Tutto Gusto is tough to get into as well. That has a line.
That sometimes has a line.
It's not as long.
You can wait 20, 30 minutes just to order a to-go drink at La Cava del Tequila.
Yeah.
We have waited on...
Yeah, we waited about 20 minutes. Both places.
Yeah, yeah.
We've waited to get into... I remember sneaking into the wine cellar because I went into the bathroom at the restaurant and then just kind of snuck into the bar while you guys were all waiting online outside.
I think Tutto Gusto has suffered from its popularity and it hasn't been able to cope as well as La Cava de Tequila.
I also think that there's a chance that we as people that have experienced... Like, we have a special... we're maybe ranking it a little high because of our great experience.
Right.
Where overall it just may not be that popular of a place.
I mean, here's the thing. It is a place where the pull is it's a wine cellar, it's got good wine, and it's got the espresso martini. If neither of those things are appealing to you, maybe there's just nothing for you there.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Yeah, I mean, La Cava del Tequila is famous.
Well, they have, I mean, great wine. Really great wine, but expensive wine.
Yeah.
At Tudo Gusto. At Tudo Gusto. Not La Cava.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, yeah.
At La Cava is, I mean, it's very tequila-centric. There's not really anything else. But there's a lot of variety, and it's world-class. Bartenders are incredible. It's La Cava. Like, what are we doing? It's La Cava.
All right, so your vote, La Cava?
My vote is Cava del Tequila.
My vote is La Cava, and the listener's vote was also La Cava.
I'm surprised you didn't vote Tutto Gusto because of your espresso martini aficionado.
Yeah, you know, it's going down a little bit, espresso martini, like in my...
It's a fad. It's like I'm into it now, and I'm not going to be as into it.
And I think I'll be into it maybe like another 2 years again, you know.
Right, it will come back
around. It'll come and go. But but for me, vodka, or tequila is always like my go-to spirit.
Oh, tequila is not my go-to spirit, and I still think La Cava is excellent.
You're a bourbon guy. You're not a tequila guy.
Oh, I almost...
It's your go-to for a mixer.
I put bourbon on, like, a different level. Like, I'm talking about, like, out of your vodka, rum, tequila. Like, what are you going to make or you wouldn't make a rum soda, but, like, you're going to make a vodka soda or a tequila soda? I'm making a tequila soda.
Well, you have a rum and Coke. Like, so, you wouldn't have a rum and seltzer.
You meant soda, like seltzer water.
Right. And what am I doing with a shot? I'm taking a tequila shot, always, you know.
I'm never taking it.
But bourbon, I don't even like bourbon mixed drinks. I really don't. I just want bourbon on the rocks.
Yeah, wait, you don't like an old fashioned?
I really don't.
Oh, I love an old fashioned.
Not a big fan.
I'm not big on like people will do like a bourbon lemonade, and I always think I'm gonna love it, and I don't.
Yeah.
But old fashioned is I'm into that.
Your go-to.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on. The next matchup, the 7 seed, Le Vin des Chefs de France. Versus the 10 seed, Choza de Margarita.
Okay. Oh. I know exactly what I'm doing.
I know what I'm doing. Yeah. I don't care about either of these places.
I was going to say, I don't like either of these places.
Well, they got to be in there.
The line's too long at Choza de Margarita for me to ever consider really going there.
It moves quick because a lot of their margaritas are pre-made.
Well, yeah, because a lot of frozen stuff is just circling around in the slushy machine.
I mean, here's the thing. Neither one of these
are going far.
Are getting past the next round.
Right.
So, I'm gonna say
Le Vin des Chefs de France. I had maybe the worst beer I've ever had in my life there.
Oh, you don't get beer there. You gotta get wine. Or you gotta get champagne.
I would get.
I'm not a champagne drinker.
Yeah, right.
I like champagne, so I would rather get a champagne at Le Vin des Chefs de France than I would wait on that line for a frozen margarita.
Right, but also at the same time, I'm not even thinking about Choza de Margarita. I'm going to La Cava del Tequila.
Right.
If I'm going to wait on a line for a margarita, it's going to be
at La Cava and get a real one made by a really good bartender.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Man, I don't want to vote for either of these.
They're both out, but it's the wine.
I will, for the sake of it being a different variety, a different experience, because we literally just voted for a tequila bar, I will vote for Chef de France.
Yeah, I'm voting Chef de France. Le Vin des Chef de France.
Yeah.
I'm a German guy, not a French guy. And the listeners also voted for the wine champagne bar.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. We did it! This is another one that some people are going to be mad about the next matchup, huh?
The 2 seed, Baseline Tap House, world renowned, at least
in our hearts,
the Andrew household, versus the 15 seed. Restaurantosaurus Lounge. I have no opinion on the Restaurantosaurus Lounge. I think it's properly seated. For me, it's a no-brainer here, the Baseline Tap House.
Baseline Tap House rules. It's in. Restaurantosaurus Lounge is a little better than a 15 seed, and it is air-conditioned, and that might be the only air-conditioned bar in Animal Kingdom, right?
The only... No, Nomad.
Okay, Nomad, right. Well, I have gotten it on the water where you're outside. There's also the inside, though.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm Baseline 100%.
Yeah,
because,
it's Baseline. Yeah. Moving on. One.
And the listeners also agreed that it's Baseline.
That was the last matchup in the Parks region.
Okay, guys. Last bracket, thank you for sticking around. This has been crazy, but we're finally here. We're at the resorts where most people are doing most of their drinking because they're back at the resort. We're going to start off with the one seed is the Territory Lounge at Wilderness Lodge against the 16 seed of the Enchanted Rose Lounge at Grand Floridian. So we got two big time hotel bars pitted against each other.
I actually agree with this seeding. I think that maybe one is too high, right? But like maybe three. But Territory Lounge is a great bar.
It's really well themed. It's got really great drink selection. It's my vote.
Yeah, I'll probably agree with the Territory Lounge. I'm just not a big fan of the Enchanted Rose.
Yeah, it's also Enchanted Rose become like too popular for its own bridges. You know what I mean? And it's just too busy. It's too expensive.
It's very, very expensive. It's another place that's needlessly expensive.
The Territory Lounge has so many great theming aspects to it. Has really like what we said about the other bars, where you know, right?
Yes.
Like it's a lot of cool things like that.
There's like wood carvings and cool stuff that are really unique to that spot. And you know, for what is basically just a hotel bar in quotes.
Yeah.
The theming and the feel of it elevates it tremendously.
And I like that it's bourbon focused or whiskey focused. So.
It is whiskey focused, which helps us because we like whiskey.
Yeah, I think we are all in agreement.
We are all in agreement.
How about the listeners?
The listeners were also in agreement.
Okay, great. Let's move on. We got the 8-seed Victoria Falls Lounge at Animal Kingdom Lodge, which is right in the lobby there, against Trader Sam's Grog Grotto in the Polynesian Resort. And the fact that this is a 9-seed is absurd. I think Victoria Falls Lounge is one of the best hotel lobby types of bars, but it's not Trader Sam's good. It's Trader Sam's by country mile.
For me, I have never been to Victoria Falls Lounge, but Trader Sam's is one of the best bar experiences you can have at Disney World. I know Andrew disagrees, and I know he's going to levy a vote in favor of
He's definitely going to vote for Victoria Falls Lounge, but it's just a hotel bar.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. And it's a damn good hotel bar. It's in between the lower level and the upper level, right? So you got to go down and go up. It's nice. I like it. Has great glasses. I know that's weird, but like but anyway, I'm gonna vote for Victoria because Trader Sam's, I feel like, to me again, is like an overrated, too expensive pre-made cocktail rum based.
It's not pre-made, they make them.
Are you sure?
Yeah,
they make them.
The one thing I'll say,
they've got walled, unless all the bottles and all the bartenders are doing stuff for no reason.
Yeah, it's just like, and it's all rum based, and I'm not a big rum guy. It's everything's too sweet. You know, you can't just get like a beer there. Right?
You can,
but it's like a Bud Light.
But that's what I was gonna say. That's what I was gonna say against Trader Sam's. If I could say one thing against Trader Sam's, it's not really a bar you just go into just to, you know, let me just sit down and have a couple beers.
Right.
Like it's really an experience.
Have to plan.
The ride itself.
Yes, it's a commitment to an experience.
Yeah,
but if you want a little Disney magic on a resort day, on a day where you're not at the parks, it is the most Disney magical experience at a bar at the whole property.
But also, you can, like, this is just a tiki bar that does fun things. Like, every city has tiki bars that do fun things.
They don't do fun things. They don't have walls that change.
Yeah, I get your argument.
You have fun. It's so different.
That you don't really have to go far in anywhere, any town or any city, to find like a tiki themed bar. But this is just—it's so different.
So much better.
All right,
it's so much more involved.
Well, the listeners agreed with you guys. Trader Sam's goes on to win it. Victoria Falls falls.
All right, guys, we got the 5 versus the 12. The Dahlia Lounge at the top of Coronado against Citricose Lounge, which is obviously at outside of Citricose, the restaurant at the Grand Floridian.
This is a pretty easy one.
I have no opinion on either. I've never been to either one.
Dahlia is great. I mean, it's high up. It's you have a great view.
The view wins it. The view wins it to me. It's Dahlia Lounge.
Yeah. It's really good. Citricose Lounge is just in Citricose. I mean, it's loud in there because it's a restaurant. Yeah. It's like
Citricose, good restaurant. I don't know if I want that in my bar though, because it's like
a lot of the good experience at Citrico's involves sitting at a table and being at the restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll levy a vote for Dahlia Lounge.
Yes, so it's unanimous with the listeners also going for Dahlia Lounge.
Okay, here we go. We got the 4 seed, the Sanaa Lounge, against the 13 seed, Ale and Compass. This seems backwards, too. I feel like Ale and Compass, it's got great food. Sanaa Lounge, just... Isn't that just where you wait for your seat to be ready at Sanaa?
No, you can go in there and wait, or you know that's the only bar there at Kidani. You know, other than the pool bar, it's just Sanaa.
I like Ale and Compass. I've been there. I do too. That would be my vote, Ale and Compass.
I think it's Ale and Compass.
Yeah, I agree with Ale and Compass. The listeners disagreed with us, though. They're angry at us. They voted Sanaa, but Ale and Compass wins the day.
They just want bread service.
Can you get the bread service at the Sanaa Lounge?
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, I'm probably not going to change my vote, but that's a big
factor. Well, Ale and Compass has those, they've got like prime rib sliders.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everywhere's got their like really good food that is like they're known for.
Yeah. Okay, so we've got the 6th seed. Oh, this is a place that's in Disney history for us. The Gurgling Suitcase against the 11 seed Bellevue Lounge, which is the hotel, the lobby bar of Boardwalk.
Okay.
Gurgling Suitcase is the bar at Old Key West. We all personally have a history. Yes. My very first, and probably also your guys's, my very first alcoholic drink Walt Disney World that I purchased was at the Gurgling Suitcase.
Yes, at about 10 or 11 o'clock in the morning.
A fantastic drink called the Sultry Seahorse.
Yes. Yes, that was that's fond in our hearts, definitely.
And I'm voting for it for just because it has a place in history.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think the Gurgling Suitcase, I've been back since. I think the Sultry Seahorse goes by a different name now. I don't think it's the same drink, but it's the same drink, just a different name.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's Gurgling Suitcase for me.
So I mean, Bellevue Lounge, Bellevue Lounge is nice. There's a lot, like there's a seating area and stuff. It's a really nice looking place. But I just have to vote for personal history. I love the Gurgling Suitcase.
Bellevue Lounge, it's 1920s themed, right? And they would have 1920s radio being played in the background. They both have a very small bar, bar area that you can sit at. But recently, Bellevue Lounge has redone their furniture, and it's not good.
Your last trip, you showed me pictures of Bellevue Lounge.
It looks like just a regular Marriott lounge.
It's
weird.
It looks like a hotel lobby.
Yeah.
And not like a themed experience.
I liked it, and I'm not going to be one of those people that say like, oh, I'll never go again because it's bad. No, I mean, you can take your drink and go sit on the balcony and overlook the courtyard of the boardwalk and everyone walking down the boardwalk. That's really nice. It's a great place to go get a drink when you're staying at the boardwalk.
Right.
But if you're going to the boardwalk, let's say in the afternoon of your Epcot day or whatever, it's not like a must stop.
Yeah. Right. Right. So I'm voting Gurgling Suitcase as well. And voters also agreed with us, Gurgling Suitcase.
Claps in the chat.
All right. Okay, guys, we have the 3 seed crazy Scat Cats Club at Port Orleans against Abracadabar, the 14 seed, also crazy, at the boardwalk.
I don't know that I've ever been to either of these.
Really?
Yeah.
And especially for someone that stays at the Port Orleans.
Cat Club is the bar where you and I went.
Yes.
Okay.
You can get the boozy beignets.
Yep. Yep.
It's a nice spot. That's a jazz spot. They've got a little jazz combo that plays there.
Do you mind if I take this one?
Yeah.
I'll start off here. I think that Scat Cats Club has better food options. It has live entertainment. Not all the time. I mean, it's very rare.
It's in the evenings.
It's the evenings, right. Abracadabar, to me, is too small. It is too crowded. It's the best place on the boardwalk, and that's the problem with the boardwalk, is that everyone's going to Abracadabar because there's really no other really good bars on the boardwalk right now.
Especially if you don't want to pay a $20 cover to go to another place that actually has some room.
Right, exactly. So I'm choosing Scat Cats Club, and I don't agree with the number of number three, but I agree in this area that, you know, the seeding of which one should be higher.
My vote is Scout Cats Club.
I'm going to take the opposite. I think I enjoy... I'm going to ignore the line on this first round. I'm going to ignore the weight. I'm just going to say Abracadabar is a more fun, magical experience, and I think it belongs going to the next round.
Okay. So the listeners then, it comes down to the listeners. Listeners said that Scat Cats Club wins.
Boozy Beignets wins. That's fair. Yeah. Okay. All right. So we have only two matchups left. We got the number 7 seed, which is the River Roost at Port Orleans against the Crew Cup Lounge at the Yacht Club Resort.
Yeah, the River Roost is basically the lolly bar of Riverside.
Riverside, yes.
A great bar. It is where
Yeehaw Bob,
Yeehaw Bob plays.
Which
plays.
I think he's still there.
He's still in action.
Yeah. He's still there.
Not for much longer, though.
I'm just going to say, maybe, and it might not be his call.
Yeah.
I have seen him play there. It is an absolute time because he has a following. When he's there and he's playing, that place is really fun. But it's also a place that, I mean, it's only at its best when he's performing or there's another person performing. If no one's playing, it's really just a lobby bar.
Yeah.
There's really nothing that makes it special.
Yeah.
Aside from being any other hotel lobby bar where you can get a beer or a cocktail. But
and Crew Cup Lounge does have some yachtsman
food
there, which is a big plus.
They got
River Roost has live music is a big perk too.
I like Crew Cup because they have great bourbon, great wine. They have booths, which is I think huge. And
River Roost has tables.
They had tables, but do they have booths? Booths are rare, I feel like, at Disney bars. And they have TVs.
They do have TVs. Oh, okay. That swayed me, actually.
TVs
is a great point. I'm voting for the Crew Cup Lounge.
I will vote for the River Roost. I'm a big Port Orleans fan.
I don't blame you. It's great.
The listeners voted Crew Cup Lounge.
Fine.
So,
and you also voted for
Crew Cup. I voted for Crew Cup Lounge.
Right, okay. Right. All right. So this is it. The ultimate matchup of the first round of Mouse Madness.
We've come a long way.
We have come a long way. And this is one where I think...
3-4 hours?
Depending on the situation, this could go either way, even though it's a 2 versus a 15. We have two icons, in my opinion, which is the Tambu Lounge at Polynesian, right next to Ohana. And we have Jelly Rolls on the Boardwalk, soon to be R.I.P.,
soon to no longer be in business. But we're gonna include it.
Yeah, it's still open right now. We gotta discuss it.
Right.
I'm not a fan. I'd be a bigger fan of Jelly Rolls if it didn't have a $20 cover, or if once you got there the drinks were cheaper.
Yeah.
Tambu Lounge has, you can order a la carte your favorite stuff from Ohana.
Yeah.
It has really fun signature drinks that are only available there. It's got the back scratcher and the Lapu Lapu.
Lapu Lapu. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It comes in a big hollowed out pineapple. That's a good time.
Yeah.
My problem with Tambu Lounge is it's way too small and too popular.
That is the biggest problem, but I can't penalize it during this round. It may sway my opinion at a later date.
Yeah. I agree. Jelly Rolls, they should charge the cover and then give you one drink free.
I was just going to say when we were talking
about
it.
Oh, yes, even if you're right.
Get them out. It's a $20 cover and your first beer is on the house.
Yes. Yeah, they give you a ticket when you come in or something like that.
I think, but Tambu Lounge, it just kind of naturally becomes the waiting room for Ohana.
Yeah.
Its biggest problem is that it is just Ohana's
waiting room. 80% of the people that are there are just getting drinks while they're waiting for their table to be called at Ohana. And it's a bummer to kind of hold that against the Tambu Lounge, but that is basically when it's crowded, it's just people waiting for their tables. And it's not really, I don't think it's a great place to just be able to sit and have a conversation because it's really loud.
Yeah.
But I like the Tambu Lounge. I like the Polynesian. I like Ohana. The Tambu Lounge is going to get my vote here.
So, yeah, I'm gonna vote Tambu Lounge. I have some things to say about it, but I'm going to hold for the next, because I think that's going to
We're
going to
talk about it again. Because it won.
Okay. And the listeners also agree with us that Tambu Lounge moves on.
I'm pretty stunned that the listeners didn't vote Jelly Rolls.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I think that's why Jelly Rolls is so lowly rated is because of that cover charge.
Yeah,
and how expensive it is.
Well, right.
In there.
If it was if Jelly Rolls had a $20 cover, but it had $5 high noons and $5 beers, I think it would be beloved.
Yeah. And if you really want to have a good time, you have to spend more money in tipping for
right.
To get
that's true. That's
you
true.
You already
yeah.
have to slip the piano player a 20 if you want to hear your song.
Yeah, that's true.
I think last time we went there, we spent like really $1,000.
Yes.
Like
I remember you telling me that.
It was insane.
And you were just drinking like Mick Ultras.
Yes, Mick Ultras. Right.
At $10 a pop, and then you give the piano player 40, 50 bucks in tips.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's, you know, people say that Disney World's too expensive, but they're not pointing at Jelly Rolls when they say that this is why Disney's so expensive.
That's why it's expensive.
Well, we did it.
We did it.
First round. Thoughts.
Takeaways. Yeah. So we have Sean, recap us. What happened here?
Some madness happened, Andrew. I think that's what happened.
Madness happened.
I think there were less upsets than maybe I had anticipated. I think in a lot of cases the right bar won. There were just, I think, because of the way the seating kind of fell, there were some tough choices.
Mm-hmm.
We have some bars that we thought would maybe get to at least the round of 16 are no longer with us. So it'll definitely make for some fun conversations as we get further along in the bracket.
Yes.
And looking forward to the round of 32, we're going to have a lot of tough choices, but then I think we're going to have a lot of easy choices too. So it's going to be a mix of both. I'm looking forward to it.
Me too.
Yeah. Please come back and hear
back.
I hope this
if you survive to the end of this, you're definitely making to the rest of it.
Other people spent way too much time making this happen.
Sean, you want to take us out?
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Reedy Geeks podcast. Rate, like, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Any questions, comments, concerns, future topic ideas, email us at reedygeeks@gmail.com and check out our socials at Reedy Geeks. We'll see you next time.
Boo! This week's Honest Send-Off comes courtesy of Statler and Waldorf from The Balcony.
If you have an Honest Send-Off that you want played at the end of one of our episodes, please submit an audio clip to us via our email address, reedygeeks@gmail.com. Reedy Geeks, a Walt Disney World podcast, is hosted and executive produced by Andrew Schopey, Sean Murphy, and JJ Hefner. Music and audio engineering by JJ Hefner. Voyage.